Hi, this is the inaugural PME podcast. My name is John McNally, editor of Plumbing and Mechanical Engineer magazine. I'm here with our 2016 Plumbing Engineer of the Year, Eric Knauth of EXP down in Maitland, Florida. Eric, thanks for taking some time here to do our first podcast. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
We talked about 3 weeks ago or so down in Florida and had a couple extra questions for you. And one of the topics we talked about was ASPE and how engineering courses in colleges is sort of light and sparse, that the ASPE is really trying to grow that. And I'm just wondering, you know, what might be, and you're an ASPE member, past chapter president and still active in the community. What are some of the ways you think ASPE can really help push colleges and universities to really put a bigger focus on plumbing engineering?
Well, as you mentioned, several of the universities, or the majority of them, that do have some type of engineering, such as mechanical, do have very few, if any, plumbing engineering classes part of the curriculum. Prime example is right here in Central Florida at the University of Central Florida. They have a mechanical engineering program that does not have a single plumbing engineering class or plumbing design class. They have a construction management curriculum, however, that does have a building MEP course, only which 25% of it deals with plumbing. So it doesn't even scratch the surface. So what we are doing actually as a chapter here in Central Florida is we are reaching out to the ASHRAE student chapter, trying to get involved that way by having our chapter president and a couple of our board members attend one of the ASHRAE student chapter meetings and speaking about ASPE and the plumbing industry as a whole. Additionally, we have one of the professor for the plumbing portion of the construction management course dealing with the plumbing is one of the engineers in the field here in Central Florida. So we know him and we are trying to use him as a contact to be able to maybe speak for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour or something during one of his classes just on plumbing profession as a whole, just to get students interested in it. As one of the managers here at EXP, I'm responsible for hiring and trying to find kids right out of college that have a passion to do plumbing. It's pretty much non-existent. Most people think that, or my thought is that when they come out of college that they're like, plumbing? No, I don't want to get poop on my hands. I don't want to do anything with plumbing. So they steer away from the field. It could be that. It could be the fact that HVAC is really driven in the classes, so they lean that way. Maybe HVAC is more glorious, so they tend to look at that more favorably. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But regardless, all of the various colleges that we do recruiting at, finding anybody interested in plumbing is very, very challenging.
Yeah, I was going to say, it must be tough to really break down that stereotype of the plumber. Even though you guys aren't, as engineers, you know, you're on the sites and doing some hard work there, but, you know, the main job is not to unclog a pipe, so to speak. But
correct.
Yeah. Just kind of a quick little follow-up on what you're saying. How have those initial, that work for you down in Central Florida with the ASHRAE group, you know, how's that gone? And what are you learning from that, just that process?
So we're just starting that process right now. So we haven't actually spoken at one of the ASHRAE student chapters yet.
Okay.
That's one of the goals for this upcoming ASPE year. So hopefully this fall we'll be able to get in there and get that done.
Very good.
We'll know more at that time how well it is received or not.
All right. Well, good luck with all that. That's definitely some inroads that need to be made, I think, as someone who's kind of watches the industry from afar here. Anyway, one other question we had is sort of just, you know, you've been doing this now since 2002 when you graduated the Milwaukee School of Engineering and you went down to Florida. You know, what are some of the advancements in just the field, whether it be technological or just the design advancements, that's really kind of really impressed you, or, you know, has really made your job more exciting or easy? You know, what are some of the general day-to-day things that you've really been impressed by over the course of your career so far?
Of course, there's been several different advances or changes from one thing or another, such as efficiencies from water efficiency for lower flowing plumbing fixtures to even the way that we draft everything up, moving from AutoCAD to RevitNow, changes in the field. But the thing that I've noticed or will speak on here that I think is the biggest change is just the water heating side of the field, in which it was very common to have a copper fin type boiler type water heaters, and they being the atmospheric type or being 80-82% efficient. Slowly we got a little more efficient heaters being the maybe up to 90%, so we just scratched the surface of the condensing type heaters or boilers, and now it's basically mainstream in the market, whether they be boiler type or even tank type condensing heaters, that's pretty much commonplace. So the efficiencies are right around 99% for some products, mm-hmm. Under the ideal circumstances.
Very cool.
So it just saves the owner money on the fuel usage over the life of the building. In addition to that, some of the things that go with the water heating, as such as mixing valves. When we started, we used a lot of the high-low type mixing valves, but now the mixing valves have evolved that they're digital or able to be even monitored remotely.
That's definitely something I see every day, you know, is getting emails from manufacturers with their latest water heating products, and almost daily basis, some new efficiencies. That's always been very impressive to see over the course. You know, Eric, I want to thank you so much for taking some time here. Just kind of want to leave on one last question. You know, you were nominated for this award, received this award because of your the respect that I've, you know, found from a lot of people that I trust in the industry. You know, you've had some time to kind of, you know, live with this. You know, just what does it mean to you to have that kind of respect from industry partners that they would think to put you up for this award? And how do you feel at the end of the day about with that?
Well, at first I was shocked that I was chosen, because being the engineer of the year, I was trying to think back over the course of the year as to what did I do special this year versus another year. I couldn't think of any special projects or anything miraculous that somehow happened. But in speaking with one of the people that nominated me, I came to realize it's not really just the year.
Right.
It's more of the career. And so being here at EXP, there was some of the projects I'm fortunate enough to work on between the hospitality and the entertainment projects that I've just been able to have a vast experience on my resume of projects and applications for products and systems that we've done a little bit of everything. And with the entertainment side, done a little bit of weird stuff, or stuff that's out of the ordinary, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. that a lot of people never get the chance to work on over their entire career. Mm-hmm. So, in thinking about that, that's actually pretty humbling that I was selected for this award. And I feel it's not just an award for myself, but also for the guys I work with here in the department, that it's all of us that make the projects go out the door at the end of the day.
Yeah. And you're still a young guy, man. You got a lot of time to do even more exotic projects. Again, congratulations on the award. Thank you for taking some time to be my first guest on the PME podcast. That's a name that may not stick, but for the now, that's what it's going to be. And I just want to say congratulations again, and look forward to seeing you down the road at some meetings here, maybe at the ASPE show at the end of October. And thank you again for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and we will indeed see you at ASPE in Phoenix in October.
Looking forward to it. Appreciate it. See
you
later.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.